At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think every time the Cavaliers get a player to return for a second time when they're from Summit County, I think great things happen for this franchise and this organization. And whether you realize it or not, it has happened again, hasn't it, Jeff Phelps?
Let's see. How many times has that happened?
Trying to think. Who else is from Summit County?
Phil Hubbard was from Stark County, but I think he only came to the team once.
Anybody else?
There's that the number 23 fellow.
Oh, we didn't have Michael Jordan. He didn't play for us. Isn't that the 23 fellow you're talking about?
Move right along, sir.
Larry Nance Jr. has boomeranged back. This is Nance 2.0. Is that what we're calling
it? Nate Thurman came back. Stark County guy.
Stark County. Though.
Excuse me, Summit County. Nate was from Summit County. He's from Akron. Central High.
All right, well, good things
happen.
But he
only came back to the team once. You know, he hadn't left.
So that's not a boomerang.
He was just here once. No, it's not.
No, so where are you going with that? I mean, you're just...
Well, you're asking me, I'm trying to talk through this and find him, and I'm not able to do that right now.
I'm trying to find someone from Summit County that came back here. The one time it happened, we won a championship.
It worked out well.
All right. I can't do this anymore. Larry Nance spoke yesterday. He's happy to be home.
Junior's just home. You know, it sounds so corny, but just from walking back in the building, it's just so many smiling faces that I got to see and be around and really know as people. I get to invest and put some more time back in our relationship.
Aw, that's nice.
I had to send him over to Bookman. It sounds like he's ready to get engaged.
Already is.
Yeah, well, see, already worked. Hopefully he went to Bookman.
It's a lot of rings. Well,
The thing about this,
yeah,
mom and dad decided, and you know, Larry Sr. and his wife, wonderful people, they decided to raise their family in Akron. You know, neither one is from Northeast Ohio. When Larry played here, they fell in love with the area and decided it was a great place to raise their family. And so all three of the Nance kids raised in Northeast Ohio and consider it home and still live here. Which I think is great. So I'm glad that Larry was happy to come home.
Larry's married, by the way. Go get her.
Yeah,
a nice
I know. That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you said he was already engaged at one once. Yeah. I see. I see what you're saying. Well, if you need a nice engagement gift, then you can go to, or not engagement gift, anniversary gift. Next.
So I thought this was a little bit on the interesting side. They asked him why he came back to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Born and raised here. When I'm playing for the Hawks, playing for the Pelicans, yeah, I want them to win every game, but I was a Cavs fan. Watching the playoffs the past few years, and, you know, it's hard not to just sit on the couch and kind of look, and I can help. Like, I could really do that. And this is a team that's really got a chance to win it all, and I feel like that's the goal. That's why I came back, and that's what we're going to do this year.
I like that. If you remember, when Larry was here during his first go-round, team had some issues and they weren't very good, and it looked like the team was going to be rebuilding. You know, Larry's last year here was the 2020-21 season, and JB was the head coach, and they were 22-50, and it looked like they were going to be rebuilding, and he wanted to move on and try and have a chance to win. Well, and unfortunately for Larry, it ended up being here where they turned things around and got things going, and now they have the best chance they've had, I think, of winning without LeBron. And he wants to be a part of it. Good.
I'm down with it. I think there's some things he can add to this team. Obviously, I thought bench problem, they had bench problems during the playoffs. I think a lot of us saw that. So anytime you can help out there as well, I do think he can make an impact with the team, don't you?
Yeah. See, health is going to be something. You know, Larry's going to have to stay healthy and be on the floor. Since he's left the Cavaliers, he's not played in a ton of games, and that you know, that can be something. He only played in 24 games last year for the Hawks, and you know, year before 61, 65, and then the year after he left here, he played in just 46 games. So you hope he can stay healthy and be out there. Larry does a lot of things that guys in the NBA don't always want to do. He plays really rugged defense. He's a great rebounder for a 6'7 guy. Really good rebounder for a 6'7 guy. He moves the ball pretty well. And he's added a three-point shot to his game that I think can really help. He's, you know, he's become a guy who makes over 40% of his threes. And that could be a huge, huge thing for this team because he wasn't very good early on in his career.
So you guys are around athletes more than I am. How often does it happen where you get somebody on a team that's got that's paying attention to another team? Like Larry Nance just admitted there.
I think almost
I think everybody.
I think everybody, especially their hometown team.
Yeah.
Does it?
If they grew up watching a team, they were still locked in. I'm never, ever surprised when you walk up to somebody and they know exactly what's going on in their hometown with you know, and it's multiple teams, too. It's not just...
But more the basketball side of it. Like let's say you're a basketball player and you're talking to a basketball player. How often do they know, especially a previous team they played for?
I think I think a lot in the NBA. Okay. And the reason why, it's such a small league. I mean, there are only 15 guys on regular contracts per team. That's 450 players. That's it. Add a couple of two-way guys; those guys are just hoping to stick. So there just aren't that many guys in the NBA, and because of that, it's a really small community. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody's played with somebody else, whether it be in the NBA or in college or in AAU ball. I mean, they're really connected, and so I think there's an awful lot of watching what else is going on in the league by a lot of guys in the NBA. I'd say most are paying attention to something.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
And like they know what happened. They know what's going on at their college too. They know what's going on at their high school. They know all that stuff that's going on because they're locked in. They're engaged. That's why. Especially they have vested interest in
it. And again, they really know each other because there just aren't that many guys. And that AAU circuit, you know, the guys – the high levels, they all see each other. It's a very well-connected league.
It is weird how generationally you can be, like even looking at local, like social media and athletics itself, and not, like I think a long time ago it was a lot, you know, people, you'd play with your community team, you'd play with your, and ever since like AAU or any of the other branches of any other league of any other sport, these kids know so many more people than they used to, like when we were kids growing up. Like it's not even close. Like I always thought it was interesting that people would be weird that I knew, like growing up in like the 80s, like so if you play, I mean, just as an example from here, you play hockey in Cleveland Heights, you knew kids from North Homestead, we knew kids from Rocky River, we knew kids from all those other hockey communities, and people would be like, how do you know that guy? You're like, hockey camp, or I knew him from here, I knew him from there. That was like not normal. I see the kids today. These high school kids know everybody. They all know everybody. And, you know, I just think the NBA is just a reflection of the generation. And all these leagues are a reflection of the generation. It's just, it is mind-blowing to me how we went from a society that, you know, you just kind of knew the kids in your neighborhood to knowing every kid in your city, if not outside of the state now, too. It's just, it's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I do think part of it, though, is a byproduct of overparenting. I'm going to be super honest with you. Because you think I'm crazy? You're looking at me, how'd I get here?
We were talking about Larry Nance. Now we're talking about raising kids.
Well, it's not about raising kids. It's about the whole culture that we're talking about, you know, being able to fit into a locker room and understanding what guys are doing and how guys still care about where they played before and who they're watching and the other teams. And, you know, we were at a point where they would just say, be home by dark, right? This is all a byproduct of all of that. That be home by dark attitude for parents ended up being, well, I got to run my kids to every game all around town every night because I don't know if I want my kids out there just hanging out with other kids. We need adult supervision. We need to make sure our kids look like they, you know, they play for the Indians or they play for the Guardians or they play for the Cavs or they play for, you know, that those days of just letting kids out and just going and play.
Well, thank God the Nances did a nice job.
Yeah, they did a good job of that. I'm not questioning that, but it just goes back to what you're saying in the beginning. Sorry if you thought I went out on a tangent, but I think there's actually something there. I think there's truth to what we just talked about.
Two statements are allowed to be true at the same time.
That's correct. Thank you.
What else you got, Dan?
It's just true. It's just true. I guarantee if I said 216-474-0092,
a million people
would agree with me. They're like, Baskin's dead on. He's right.
Parent corner is someone else's thing.
Thanks, Dr.
Phil. Parent corner later.
Stop. It's not about parent. It's not about parent corner.
He's here to help.
Larry, go.
I wouldn't even say I'm trying to come in here as like, you know, teach you young fellas. You know, that's not, you know, these guys have done more winning than I've gotten to do. My job is to get in line with them. Those four is who I'm here to support.
Bingo.
There you go.
He's on the money there.
He's a card-carrying member of the core four on the outside.
Honestly, I think his game will fit with what they want to do. I think it will fit well. And I think if he's healthy, then I think it's a beneficial thing for the Cavs. The only thing. Now we're saying if Larry Nance is healthy. We're saying if Lonzo Ball is healthy. You mentioned Kevin Love the other day. I saw a story, and you know, when Kevin got traded to Utah, word is he's going to get bought out. And you know, we kicked it around. And I thought, yeah. Except Kevin hasn't played a whole lot. You know, so if Kevin were to come back here, would he be a nice fit? Yeah, I think he'd be great, except for one thing. Is Kevin Love healthy? You can't build a bench filled with, yeah, if he's healthy.
Indians Guardians used to have a rule that they never wanted to give more than 25% of the total payroll to one player to even things out. An NBA guy, 7-footer, got 25% of the cap for 2026 for the champs. And so now I'm sitting here going, talk about that in a second. Jim is in Solon. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good, thanks. You guys are doing a great job. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you. We actually hate each other, so it makes it more fun when we hear people that
really.
We fool everybody. So
thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
We were talking about basketball and Larry Nance Jr.'s return and his following of the Cavs from afar. And you touched on the point of how AAU has changed that and those things.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I say AAU just because of basketball, but every sport has their version of an AAU influence. I just want to clear that. But go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Right. Well, I'm 60 years old. I grew up in the 80s in Cleveland. I played basketball, high school and college level and beyond. And AAU was really in its infancy then. But there was still everybody who wanted to be a player. We knew what gyms were open, what time, where the good games were, mm-hmm. where the good pickup games were. It wasn't an organized coach, schedule, referees. It's shirts and skins, call your own fouls, and the good players keep the court. And that meant whether we were, you know, I grew up on the east side in Solon. We were down in Cleveland Heights. I played summer league at Cleveland State with, you know, Kevin Mackey's teams. We just went where the best games were, regardless of structure. And we found each other out and played against the best players, whether it was Special K, Oakley, Scott Roth, all those guys from the Northeast Ohio area in that era.
Hmm. So do you think the game hurts from not having the freedom there, or do you what do you think? I actually think that in that system that you grew up in, I don't know, guys get labeled, but I think when you get labeled by your peers, it's a little different than when coaches label. You know what I'm saying? I think that's if you're looking to get to the next level.
I agree 100%. I have a son who's 34, played college ball. We had to deal with some of the AAU issues as when he was coming up through high school and college. And I'm a little biased, but, you know, the game teaches you so many good lessons. And one of them is, you know, effort, good players, team players, high IQ players stay on the floor. It's not who's coaching. It's not whose parent is sponsoring. It's none of those things. It was a real stripped down merit environment.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Good perspective. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hmm. I was kind of talking about some of the stuff before too, that it's a generational difference. And then you get into where we are now with the game. And we brought this up in the beginning of the show too. Chet Holmgren got the rookie max extension with the Thunder. So he's looking at fully guaranteed 5-year maximum rookie contract, could reach up to $250 million. ESPN reports.
That's silly.
That's after missing 3 months during the season because of a hip injury.
That's silly.
It's insane.
Imagine a 7-footer with a hip injury.
Yeah, surprise. And lanky, too. It's not like, you know.
Missing your entire first season because of injury.
I don't. What's your take on that? And so you're looking at 25% of the cap there.
I think the financial things in pro sports are just absolutely insane.
For the owners or for the players?
Not for anybody. For anybody who's watching. It's insane. And yet it must be okay because they keep doing it. And you're investing this amount of money in a guy who has played less than 140 games in his NBA career. Wow. It's unbelievable. Good for Chet. Good for Oklahoma City. They think they have a young guy, and he's clearly a really good young player. But it's silly. The one thing about it that with the NBA that makes it a little different to me, Andy, than, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the Indians back in the day, we don't want to give one guy more than 25% of the payroll.
Which I thought actually was a pretty good idea.
Well, like, it was, but look how many guys. They have 26-man rosters.
Yeah. Well, also, do you remember they were willing to go over it for Tomey?
Well.
And probably Ramirez they would have, too.
They have 26-man rosters. Yeah. I get that. In the NBA, if you have three or four really good players who you're paying a ton of money to, you can fill out the roster with guys making a lot less and go out and win. So in the NBA, I kind of get it, except if you make that investment in those guys, they better be healthy, and they better be good. I mean, they have to live up to what they're being paid, because your team, as the Cavaliers are finding out right now, are going to be tied to that, to those contracts. And as punitive as things are getting in the NBA now, with, you know, the second apron and everything else that I don't completely understand, I just know the more you get locked in, the more it's going to, you know, limit you to do things. You better make sure you sign guys who are good and can be on the floor. And I hope Chet Holmgren matches both of those criteria, because he's so fun to watch. Oklahoma City, so fun to watch. And Chet's really good, but he hasn't been really healthy. And yet he's going to cash in, baby.
And I'm just kind of looking at their roster.
They're going to have to pay Jalen Williams coming up, too.
Yeah.
So they're paying Shea. They just gave Shea ungodly amounts of money. And now you're paying Chet Holmgren. You're going to have to pay Jalen Williams.
Shea was on pace for, I'm just trying to remember.
What's he making, $58 million a year, something like that?
Yeah. You know where he was at, though, or what he was scheduled before that? He was scheduled for $38.3 million.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, too.
That was plan B.
That's pretty good, too.
For 2027, he was estimated to go for $40.8 million. Hmm. That is a lot of money, man. And well, Holmgren went from 13. He was scheduled to make, without the extension, he was at 13.7.
Well, he still, I think, does he still make that money?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For next year?
I don't think they rip it up. I think he just has the guarantee coming down the road.
His money should start in 26, 27. Right, Dan? Does that sound right to you?
It's just
sure.
A remarkable amount of money.
I have no idea.
And
you're a capologist.
You just can't make mistakes. You just can't make mistakes. You can't outspend your mistakes because you've got to pay for them.
Or and you're going to sit in the basement.
But let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. What option did Oklahoma City have?
None. If they wanted to keep him.
I think you have to pay the guy. That's the point. When you invest in a guy like Chet, and they invested, big-time second overall pick, big-time player, you think he's going to be a cornerstone of your franchise. you got to pay him.
But do you?
He's one of the youngest guys on the team, too.
I think you do, don't you?
Do you want to give that amount of cash to a dude who,
no, I don't.
At his best, is playing 50 games?
No, I don't. No, that's not completely fair.
So far. I'll add so far.
He missed 1 year, played every game the next year, and missed half of last season, but was back for the playoffs, which is why they won a title.
They came up big in the playoffs, too, had a ton of block
shots. Why they won a title.
Yeah.
I just, teams are going to identify, and you want proof? Look at our team. Teams are going to identify at least two, if not three or four people, who they think are going to be the entire hub of their team, of their roster, and then they're going to pay them. They're going to give up a boatload to acquire them, and they're going to pay them, and then they're going to fill in the spots around those guys, and they hope they get lucky. And if you have to rebuild around those guys each and every year, you'll do it. Boston did. Look at Boston with Tatum and Brown. I mean, Tatum and Brown are left from when they came in, and nobody else is. And they just keep moving in good players. Marcus Smart's a good player. He's out. Kristaps Porzingis is a good player. He's out. I mean, they're just going to keep doing that. Drew Holiday, out.
Here's my question, though, for you. So Holmgren ends up making $250 million on the extension. What does that mean your man Isaiah Hartenstein's worth? What does that mean? He's 27.
Well, he's not worth as much as Holmgren because he's been kicked around the league and he's a veteran and he's not the guy who's filled with promise.
Or Lou Dort.
Dort's a really nice player, but they can find guys. They found Hartenstein. I mean, they signed him as a free agent.
Yeah, we threw him out around here.
They signed him. Cavs didn't want him.
We put him in the trash.
Well, he's been around on a lot of teams, but he was a perfect fit for what they wanted. See, I keep going back to that word with the NBA. I don't think people understand how critical that is. You know, I don't think the Cavs have a good fit right now. Can they overcome it? Sure, why not? But they have to. It didn't work. But that's what teams are doing, and we've seen it for years. But it's becoming, I think Dan more front and center with the salary cap that is now in place in the NBA. That is not a salary cap, but basically is a salary cap. They're going to have three, four, two, five guys. You're making the money, and we're putting other guys around you.
And it's almost like you have to do it the minute that these guys become eligible, because either that or you run into what Denver is running into
with Jokic.
Right now. Did you see that report?
Yep.
Jokic, so for those of you who missed that one.
But they expected that.
Right. So the Denver Post is reporting that Nikola Jokic has turned down a max extension to sign it next year, because if he signs it next year, he'll get an extra $80 million if he signs next year on a max extension, because the cap is going up and up and up and up.
And let's go negative here. He can do that and risk a career-ending injury next year because he's made so much money already in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, if he's managed his money to any level at all, he has enough money to live the rest of his life on.
I mean, I don't know how much horses and beer cost in Croatia, but he seems pretty happy.
There you go. And so, yeah, you know what? I'm good. And the Nuggets expected him to do this. I'm good. I'm not going to sign the extension. I'm not going to sign a guaranteed, whatever it would be, $200, $300 additional million dollars, because next year I can get four. And if it all blows up on me, I'm still good.
Sorry, Serbia, not Croatia. I goofed up on that one. My bad.
Oh, sit in the corner and feel shame. Zach, quickly in Cleveland. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to say, like, when you look back at the history of this and how fast all these contracts are just going up, is it even remotely sustainable? LeBron signed in Miami in 2010, and his was 110 for 6 years. And now we got Chet Holmgren, nice player, very good, but not that level. And he's signing for 250 plus for five.
And you don't even know if he's going to be healthy.
And the Cavs have four players. They have four players right now that are more than that LeBron contract.
Right, exactly.
Mobley's double.
Right. Is that a sustainable thing?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Zach, I've thrown that out. We threw that out at the beginning of the segment. I don't know if it's sustainable. I think it must be, because the salaries keep going up, the owners keep paying them, and it just seems to work. Let me give a little more perspective on what Zach said. Do you remember, and I'll make it real quick, when the Cavs lost Hot Rod Williams to an offer sheet to the Miami Heat?
Yeah.
And then matched it?
Yeah.
if I recall correctly, and I think these numbers are dead on, it was a big contract at the time. And my Hot Rod made the infamous "I'm a Heat now" comment. I believe it was a 7-year, $26 million contract.
Compared to, wow, that's insane. When you look at the numbers where they are right now, too. It's coming. It's coming to Cleveland. It is the WNBA. It's been here before. Now it's coming back. We still don't have a name for our team.
Like Larry Nance Jr.
That's, oh, you're right. You're 100% right. And it's too bad that they didn't play their original games in Summit County, because then they, too, could be a boomerang 2.0 team.
Okay.
Right, I'm just making sure you know that. I'm still just wondering, when it comes to the game, I thought prior to Caitlin Clark that the WNBA was in front of us because of their television exposure, because ESPN deemed them important.
That is correct.
And that is why we knew what was going on with the WNBA. Partially, I still think, in being in a non-WNBA city, it was kind of a billboard on the side of the road that you would see. You'd be like, oh, a billboard. And then you would drive fast right past it, and it'd be like, it would be there, but, you know, it was just kind of out of sight, out of mind, especially since the Rockers weren't playing here. Now, over the last couple weeks here, we found out that Cleveland will get an expansion franchise, and I think we're all kind of a little bit excited about that. I think the team is already doing a good job in trying to hype it up with WNBA, you know, scoreboard or billboards up around town, and kind of, you know, going with the flow on that stuff. But I ask you this, Jeff, what part of it do you like, or what is intriguing to you? Because I think there are two parts of the WNBA right now, and one part I don't think was around the first time the Rockers were here, and that is what happens off the field. Like Sophie Cunningham, did anyone, I mean, we all knew about, you know, her kind of protecting Caitlin Clark and, you know, being, you know, being a member of the Indiana Fever, but I think Clevelanders really got to know her when she kind of dissed our town, saying, why would players want to go to, you know, Cleveland, Detroit? Or, and she actually didn't even say Cleveland. She said Cincinnati. And I think that if she's still in the league when the team comes to fruition out on the floor, I think fans, I don't know if fans will remember it at that point, or they might go, oh, that was the woman that like said something stupid about us. I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, we'll boo.
Yeah. But that's also a part of the sideshow of the WNBA, which I don't know we've ever really seen before. And it keeps the league extremely visible and keeps the league very much in the spotlight.
WWE. As the world turns. Days of Our Lives. Search for Tomorrow.
Santa Barbara?
Which one is it? The WNBA has become this league full of these little scenarios and storylines, and it's working for them. Good for them.
It is.
But it's basically become a basketball version of WWE, in my estimation, or a soap opera. It's a reality TV show. Maybe it's Survivor or something like that. All I know is it keeps going and going and going. And the young players coming into the league seem to be driving it. And I can't say that that's a bad thing, because it's getting him a lot of publicity. I honestly do think the league needs to clean up some of the officiating, because it's been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin Clark's not alone, but she's getting the snot beat out of her. You can't do that. It's A, not good, B, stupid, because she's one of the key reasons you're getting so many eyeballs on the league. Don't let her get beat up. Just call the game the way it's supposed to be called. And other people might agree with that, Dan.
Yep, so Angel Reese had this to say in her post-game comments.
Because it didn't go well for her with the officiating in the game, and this was after she walked off the court late in the game, and an assistant coach was like handing her a clipboard, and she reached across her body and smacked the clipboard out of the coach's hand and knocked it to the floor. Again,
Was the coach holding her back, though, trying to get her to not walk away?
NBA player has ever done such a thing.
I'm just saying, go look at the video and think, that's a bad look. And it adds to the whole WWE feel. Let's hear what she had to say after the game.
Yeah, I think we fought really hard. It's tough when you talk to officials, and I asked them, only been to the free throw line twice up into the fourth quarter, and she tells me it's not her job. So I know it's frustrating because I know how hard we're battling inside. And I think that we came down and fought as hard as we could with what we had. I just know we continue to grow on this. And I think this is a leaping step for us. And obviously we know we can compete with the best, but that has to be fixed. And I don't give a damn if I get fined because that's cheap. And I am tired of this because I've been nice and I've been humble with it, but I am tired of this.
Angel Reese, nice and humble. There you go, baby. Guess what? WWE, she has done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job of playing her role in the WWE narrative that is the WNBA. She's been great. And she can play, by the way. I think 15 or more rebounds in six straight games. First player in WNBA history to accomplish something like that. She can play.
And I'm sure she'll get fined for swearing, right? And by talking about the
officials. Not for swearing, but for calling out the refs.
Did you see the video, Dan, of her knocking the clipboard out?
Because no NBA player has ever called out refereeing.
Well, no, they get fined.
I'm just saying.
I mean, just, you know you're going to get fined. That's just.
She's just playing her role perfectly.
Oh, the terror. Oh, my gosh. Players are grumpy on the floor, and then they're calling out referees in press conferences. What is this world coming to? Oh. Oh, man.
You can stop now.
Maybe there'll be a shoving match in the locker room. Oh
no, there are. That's the thing.
Here's the other thing. I just don't know.
Avert your eyes.
Yeah, it's one thing though. This is the disparity when the guys do it and they get fined. You know they're making so much more. Like a rookie minimum, I think is 1.something million a year. I mean, Angel Reese is on a 4-year, $324,000. I mean, you can take a $10,000 fine. For knocking a clipboard out? I don't know. It seems silly.
WNBA fines are like $73.
Oh, is that other? They're like.
Yes.
Did a player yell at a coach on the floor, too? Oh, hide the children.
Just saying, Dano.
Why are you so snarky about this?
I'm just saying.
Here's my question, Dan. Is it more about the circus? Is it more about the circus or the game?
It's more about the circus in the WNBA right now. And that's a shame. Because some of those ladies can really play. I mean, there's some great talent in the WNBA. But it's taken this sideshow to give it the attention that it probably deserves. And I'm not calling Angel a sideshow. It's the whole thing. It's Caitlin Clark. It's her getting hacked by people and not getting calls.
And players thinking that she gets an advantage because she's driving people to the game and they're now spending money on the
only
waitman.
Advantage
now
she gets is good training. She has good medical staff to help her heal up.
I mean, I understand why other players are... There's other players who are just
don't
jealous.
Kill the golden goose.
Yeah, I just think they're jealous. Could you imagine if the NBA was...
Jealous of Angel Reese, too. She's been catching plenty of stuff, too.
I get it, but Caitlin Clark is taking majority of the brunt of this thing, right?
Oh, it seems that way.
I think the two of them have gone together. I mean, are we trying to... And is this the WNBA version of Bird and Johnson? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, except they're more physical and nastier to each other.
I don't...
Seriously. I mean, they're nasty. Not just the two of them. I mean, it's nasty.
Do you think there are folks that now know teams in the WNBA that didn't know before? I think Indiana Fever is like one of the only ones. Like,
it's growing. The audiences are growing for all of these teams.
Can you imagine if Michael
more and more
Jordan
talent's getting into the league?
Can you imagine if Michael Jordan had been hacked as much as Caitlin Clark is being hacked?
Oh, they would just change the rules like they did when he came into the game league anyway.
Well, first of all, other guys would have stepped in and punched somebody. Sophie Cunningham could only do so much. With her black belt in the Taekwondo,
and
which, by the
Cleveland.
Way, sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I think she got it when she was 6 years old. Not kidding.
Does it still count?
So it's not, you know.
Do you have to take a refresher course to keep it?
I think there's continuing ed.
All right. It's a lot of boards to break. A lot of wasted trees.
The league is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's a sideshow, though. It's a sideshow, despite
you.
Some good
and
basketball.
And no one wants to play here in Detroit. You.
Despite good basketball.
Because if NBA players pulled this whole thing, we would be all looking at each other going, yeah, you know what? That means they show fire.
When's the last? No,
that's
no,
not
we
true.
Wouldn't.
We would?
No.
We do it all the time.
Do you know what?
No, we don't.
If an NBA player slapped a clipboard out of the hands of a coach, like Angel Reese did, his teammates would be in his face.
I bet you we could type in NBA player slaps clipboard on Google right now.
Well, and you got the guy right here. Like, you got him right here.
Get after it. I bet you you'll get 10 video clips that show up by the time you get done typing the word clipboard.
You got the man right here.
Yeah, the guys don't use clipboards, though. They use tablets. So I'm sure that's... They don't have to go back to the clipboard.
You're right. That, you know what? That's what's holding it all.
Ask Tom Brady about tablets.
Exact case in point.
I'm telling you,
Ken Dorsey. We laughed.
Page one of Google is all Angel Reese, and I typed in NBA player. So,
yeah, Dan. I don't know.
This happens all the time. We'll see it.
Two full pages. Everyone starts with Angel Reese.
We'll see it once this week that an MLB pitcher is going to get pulled from a game and he's going to throw his glove. And he might even go further than that.
I went 15 pages in.
His manager.
I went 10 pages in. Sorry. Everyone still Angel Reese.
Probably go down the hallway and then
13 pages in. Headline, Angel Reese.
Just think we're losing the plot.
No. They're building the plot. That's the point. Good for them. Way to go, ladies. Way to go, ladies.
Ex-NBA player apologizes after daughter punches in 2021. Does that help you out? It only took me...
Don't have any idea what that means.
It took me 13 pages to get there. Nah, somebody punched... His daughter punched
his daughter?
Somebody. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Not good. Not good. I'm just saying. You look through it. I just wonder if people are into it because of what's going on the outside. And by the way, it's good for the game if you're looking at it from a marketing aspect on this thing.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.